You discover a lot of God's will by simply looking at how God has shaped you. Now, just because you love to do it doesn't mean you should do it. Many of you know that before I was a pastor, I was a worship leader. I've played guitar since I was a kid. I had a band when I was in high school, and I loved to sing. The only problem was nobody liked to listen to it.
Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 3 of a message called Recognizing God's Voice.
Now, before you were born, God decided what He wanted you to do with your life. And then He formed you, He shaped you for that specific task. He doesn't want you to be somebody you're not. He doesn't want you to pretend to be a copy of somebody else. He made you to be you. We've talked about this often over the years. It's called your shape, S-H-A-P-E, your spiritual gift, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. These are the 5 things that make you you. The Bible says this in Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Did you know that God created you to do good works? Why are you here on this earth? God created you to do good works, and they're unique to you. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Before you were even born, God knew what He wanted you to do, so He shaped you for that work. The Bible says we're His workmanship. That word in Greek is the word poema. It means poem. We get the word poem from it. You are God's masterpiece. You are God's poem. You are God's work of art. There's nobody like you. Quit trying to be somebody else. You are God's workmanship. You are His handicraft. And He broke the mold when He made you. Now your shape reveals your purpose. You look at something and you see how it's shaped and you know what it's shaped for. This right here, this is shaped, looks like it's shaped to hold stuff, music. Okay, this right here, I look at this and I see the shape of this. Is this shaped to sit on? I don't think so. Okay, no, it's shaped to hold this guitar. Now, I look over there and I see a stool with a big round bottom. And I think, that would fit my big round bottom. Okay? And I think that is shaped to sit on. Now, I look at this microphone. Is this shaped to sit on? No. I wouldn't want to sit on that puppy. Okay? So, shape determines purpose. You are shaped in a certain way. God has given you certain abilities and talents. If you have a musical ability and you're shaped in music, God expects you to use it. He never gives you a talent He wants you to waste. Now, we have 10 different campuses here at Saddleback. That means we need lots of musicians, both singers and instrumentalists. And you should be using that talent for the glory of God. On the other hand, if you can't carry a tune in a baggie, if you're tone deaf, please don't go on American Idol. I mean, you know, in that early stage when they have like the cattle call and thousands of people show up for American Idol, it's very obvious that a lot of those people has nobody who loved them. Because if they really loved them, they would say, don't embarrass yourself. Don't even try, okay? You're a prison singer. You're always behind a few bars. You never have the right key, okay? So just forget it. And obviously, they go out there and they make a mess of themselves, okay? Now, what you're good at is a good indication of what you should do with your life. The Bible says this in Romans 12:6 on the back of your outline. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well, which implies that there are certain things you don't do well. Okay? Nobody is good at everything. And that's why we need each other. And that's why we need a small group, because we help each other out. So in this question, you want to ask, what am I good at? What do I love to do? But more than what do I love to do, what am I really good at?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For, How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Once again, here's Rick.
You discover a lot of God's will by simply looking at how God has shaped you. Now, just because you love to do it doesn't mean you should do it. Many of you know that before I was a pastor, I was a worship leader. I've played guitar since I was a kid. I had a band when I was in high school, and I loved to sing. The only problem was nobody liked to listen to it. So I discovered that just because I like to sing doesn't mean I should sing, okay? So I quickly got wise and shifted gears. And when you're doing what you're good at doing, people go, hey, you're good at that, okay? And they will tell you. If you get an impression from God that is totally opposite of what you are shaped to be, it didn't come from God. You can know it didn't, that idea did not come from God. It may have been something my parents wanted me to do, and I feel pressured to do it because they wanted me to do it, or my wife wants me to do it, or my husband wants me to do it, but I'm not shaped to do it. So don't do it, because your shape determines God's will for your life. You know, a while back, I was invited to speak on the USS Stennis, which is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier out in the Pacific with 9,000 sailors on it. It's a floating city, and it was so cool. And they invited me out in the Pacific during the middle of war games. So I get on this COD plane, which is a little plane that has a tail hook on it, and you come flying in to this aircraft carrier, and the tail hook catches the cord, and you go from 355 miles an hour to zero in about 2 seconds. It's really cool. The G-force on that beats all the things that Magic Mountain put together. It's a Z ticket ride. I'm going, now that's cool. And so then I spoke to these sailors, 9,000 sailors and the admiral, and had a great time there. And then when I'm flying off, they literally propel you like a jet is just pushed off very quickly. And this thing just pushes this little cod plane, and you go again from zero to about 50 miles an hour in about 400 yards. It just takes off, and it is so cool. Now, if I came home and I said to you, God has spoken to me, and I am to resign Saddleback Church as pastor, and I'm going to go become a Top Gun. Well, I'm not shaped to be a Top Gun. First place, I wouldn't fit in a cockpit, okay? I'm too tall, I'm too big to fit in a cockpit. Second, I have almost zero hand-eye coordination. So you wouldn't want me flying one of those $21 billion jets. And I'm not shaped to do it. I may like to do it, but if I'm not shaped, I shouldn't do it. Does that make sense? Okay? Sometimes people get a dream and they hear this thing, well, you can be anything you want to be. I'll tell you right now, that's just not true, friends. Okay? I mean, I don't care who, you're never going to be an opera singer. No matter how hard you try, you're never going to be Kobe. You're never going to shoot hoops like he does, okay? Because you are shaped in a certain way. You can be all God shaped you to be. And you better be happy with that, and that's where you're going to find fulfillment. Not trying to be somebody that you think you ought to be. God's leading will not contradict what he's gifted you to do. Okay, number five, the fifth test. Does it concern my responsibility? Does it concern my responsibility? Now, if it's not your responsibility, why should God talk to you about it? In other words, if God wants to talk to somebody else, he can talk directly to them. Every believer has direct access to God. He doesn't really need to go through you. And so stop trying to get God's word for somebody else. Is it your responsibility? A good example of this, again, is going back to Peter. Peter, at the end of Jesus' time on earth, Jesus looks at Peter and says, Peter, one day you're going to die for me. You're going to be martyred. They're going to put you in chains. And he's telling Peter in advance, you're going to die a horrible death because you're going to be martyred for me. Now, Peter isn't happy with that. He immediately looks at his buddy, fellow disciple John, and goes, what about him? Human behavior. What about John? And Jesus basically says, it's none of your beeswax. It's none of your business. Okay? And Jesus says this here in John 21, 22. Jesus says, if I want him, that's John, the other disciple, if I want him to remain alive till I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. In other words, don't worry about what other people, don't try to figure out their lives. You follow me. What is that to you? Circle that. What is that to you? Now, Kay has what I consider to be a classic message on this text. And if you haven't heard it, you need to get it on tape and listen to it. And Kay calls this the witty principle, W-I-T-T-Y. What is that to you? And Kay says, you know, we always get in trouble when we ignore the witty principle. When we start trying to be the Holy Spirit for somebody else. When we start trying to be God for somebody else. And God is saying, hey, I'm talking to you. Are you listening? I'm talking to you. Not what I want to say to you to say to your husband or to your wife or your kids or your parents or your boss. What is that to you? Let you work on you. He's saying, don't judge other people. Stop being so judgmental, and you just get your own act together. Now, what is he saying here? That when I want to hear God's voice, when I want to listen for an impression, I want to hear God speak, I need to listen for me. not for somebody else who's in trouble, not for somebody else I want to change, but I need to listen for me. And when God speaks to you, he's going to speak to you about you in your current situation, about things you need to change. Not somebody else. It's going to be your responsibility. It'll be relevant to you. You see, it's quite presumptuous to assume that you can hear God speak for somebody else. You need to be very, very careful about that. Here's what the Bible says, Romans 14. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? In other words, that person isn't your servant. That person's God's servant. To his own master, that's God. God is his master. To his own master, he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. So you quit picking on him or her. Says, who are you to judge? To his own master, he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Now, you've all heard this phrase. God told me to tell you. That phrase has done more damage than you could possibly imagine. God told me to tell you. I'd be very careful in that one. God told me to tell you you're going to get well. Oh, really? Are you sure of that? God told me to tell you what you ought to do. Really? Why didn't God just tell me directly? God told me to tell you what's wrong in your life. I remember it was probably 20 years ago. After a service, I was out on the patio and a woman came up to me and she says, Pastor Rick, God has revealed to me your secret sin. I looked at her and I said, well, I guess it's not a secret anymore. And then I looked her straight in the face. I said, ma'am, I don't believe you. And she was shocked. Like I was automatically just supposed to accept it because she said the word God. God had told me, and how would I dare question that God had told her? I said, I don't believe you. She said, why not? I said, because I just talked to him. I said, in fact, I've been talking to him straight for all morning for about 3 hours. Because even when I'm preaching, I'm talking to God. I got a two-track mind, and I'm talking to God about the people while I'm talking to you about God. And I said, every service in this church, I'm backstage saying, God, I humble myself before you, and if there's any sin in my life that would hold back your blessings from your people, please reveal it to me right now, and I will clearly and quickly and instantly confess it and repent of it, because I don't want anything holding back blessing from my people. So show it to me. And you know what? He didn't show me anything, so I don't think you heard from him. Does God ever speak to you, Rick, through other people? Of course he does. Does God ever speak to other people through you, Rick? Of course he does. But you must be very, very careful. And there are three guidelines I want you to write down. You must write these down, because otherwise you're going to get into trouble on this one. Three guidelines. If God is going to speak to you about somebody else, you need to follow these three guidelines. Number one, be patient and pray. Don't immediately go and just blab it to that person when God has given you a word about somebody else. You wait, you be patient, you pray, you make sure you heard from God, and you give God a chance to speak to them directly first. All we are saying is give God a chance.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include becoming best friends with God, building a strong spirit, what are you fighting for, how much you matter to God, learning to be both fast and slow, and daring to wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world into many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so one of the things we're doing is distributing solar-powered radios to family groups living inside refugee camps in Sudan and in other places. Now, these solar radios actually include an audio Bible that they can listen to because many of them can't read. They include many of my Bible teaching sermons. We've even been able to include some worship music. And we've also pre-tuned these radios to the Adjumani radio station. Now, the Adjumani radio station is the only Christian station that broadcasts into South Sudan to these tribes that are living in refugee camps in terrible conditions. But this way, families can listen to Christian teaching. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it. And we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to give away these solar-powered radios. We'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.